add very much, but just to say that I think there's a need for to have a partnership between NGOs working together with maybe those private agencies. There are places where WHO, for instance, may not be able to go, but NGOs may be able to go in. For instance, human rights. I think NGOs can get into, for instance, detention centers. So there are some things we cannot change. If the government says this is how we want to deal with this problem, people will have to go through the detention centers before they can be processed to come out. Then the NGOs could work with the detention centers. As WHO, we have a partnership primarily with the government. But that's where I feel like we can all work together with the NGOs, with the government, working together with the UN bodies to make sure that these things don't happen. It's unfortunate that it happens, but we hope that, yeah.
Well, I hope that's answered a little bit of your question. Okay, thank you very much to all of our panelists. A round of applause, please.